So talk about that Michigan and Michigan State game. Aaron McMahon, MLive.com Wolverine Insider, is standing by on the Meyer guest line. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing all right, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing good. When we look at post-Northwestern through preparation and Harbaugh getting to work Saturday night on Michigan State, here we are with the game on Saturday. The more you digest both Michigan and Michigan State, what do you like about the Wolverines? And what concerns you or should concern the Michigan fans when it comes to Michigan State?
Yeah, I think these are very, two evenly matched teams, kind of in different ways. You know, Michigan, obviously, they've been riding the run game quite a bit. I suspect they're going to lean on that quite a bit on Saturday, too, to move the football and try to score some points. But, I think this is going to be, at least from Michigan's perspective, probably their most difficult task to date. I mean, if you look at their first seven games this season, the combined record of their opponents was barely 500, 27-25. But these next five games are going to be a challenge. I think this is going to be the first, kind of clue in finding out how good this Michigan football team really is. Whether they're, and I think I said this last week when I was on your show, whether they're a legitimate Big Ten title contender or if they're just a pretender and kind of the best of the rest in the Big Ten.
Yeah, and we don't know. I had Graham Couch on earlier on the Michigan State side inside this hour, and I've never seen a number six and number seven team, a rivalry game, where the media and fans still don't have a good feel on either team.
No, and I think it has to do a lot with the competition both schools have faced. I mean, both of these schools have largely faced the bottom half of the Big Ten so far, and then they're both kind of, their schedules are going to get bit, more difficult. But it's a rivalry game. These two teams always seem to come juiced for this game, maybe Michigan State more so than Michigan, as we've seen in years past. So it's going to be a good snapshot of where these programs really are. And it's going to be a tough test for Michigan. I think this is going to be the most difficult offense they've faced all season long. They're going to give them, challenges. I'm really curious to see where this Michigan secondary, how they handle Peyton Thorne and the Michigan State receivers. I mean, remember just a year ago in Ann Arbor, Michigan State's quarterback and the receivers carved up the Michigan secondary. Now they got a different quarterback, obviously, there. I think he's more dynamic than Rocky Lombardi last year. But those same guys are back that crushed Michigan last year. So I think their secondary is going to have their hands full. They're playing a little bit differently defensively this year, so I'm really curious to see how they handle that. But by and large, I mean, Michigan's defense has held up so far. I mean, they're number two in the country in points allowed per game. They're kind of back to where Don Brown had them a couple of years ago, but they're doing things a little bit differently. And how they handle this Michigan State defense, I think, is going to determine whether they can win this game or not on Saturday.
In terms of health going into the Michigan State game, where do the Wolverines stand?
We didn't get much clarity from Jim Harbaugh yesterday. They were playing without their two starting guards up front, the offensive line, on Saturday against Northwestern. Trevor Keegan was one of them and Zach Sinter the other. I suspect both of them will play. Neither injury seemed to be totally serious. In fact, Trevor Keegan played a couple of weeks ago with an injured shoulder. So I think Michigan's been kind of resting and getting these guys healthy for this meat of the schedule, because they're going to need every starter, every playmaker they can get to try and win on Saturday.
His name is Aaron McMahon, MLive.com, Michigan Insider, talking about the Wolverines at the Spartans. What's your prediction on this game?
That's a good question. I think it's going to come down to a close game on either side. My gut tells me Michigan, just based off the statistics and the talent level. But it's hard for me to pick against Michigan State at the same token. I mean, you saw what they did last year. They always seem to come juiced for this game. The game is in East Lansing, so I think certainly that gives, Michigan State some leverage there. But the odds makers seem to think Michigan's the better team. I mean, they're a 4.5-point favorite at last check, which would make on a neutral site about a touchdown advantage, which is probably where I think this game is going to end up. Either way, I think it's going to come down to a late score. I don't expect a blowout in any case. I think it's going to be a fast, physical back and forth game, which I think many of us are kind of hoping for. This game is being talked about across the country. Game Day is going to be there. Fox is going to be there. Everyone's going to be there. So I anticipate both these programs and these teams. If you look at the statistics, they're both pretty evenly matched on both sides. I'm really curious to see where the edge is and who comes to play on Saturday.
And I think that edge comes down to what quarterback is better, McNamara or Thorne. That could be the difference in East Lansing.
Yeah, it's going to be a big storyline to watch for Michigan, especially with, you know, the talk about Cade McNamara and whether he should be the starting quarterback and whether he's good enough for the job. You know, that's the one thing we haven't seen from Cade yet, him kind of play in that big game atmosphere where he can kind of win or lose them the game. And I think Saturday is going to be a very defining moment for his career, you know, his tenure so far at Michigan. He said he lives for these type of moments. He wants to be in these type of games. And that's the thing about Michigan offense. They haven't really had to rely on him to win football games. He hasn't lost some games, but he hasn't had to go out there and win them games either. So I think Saturday could be that opportunity, especially if Michigan State can limit Michigan on the ground, because you know they're going to rely on that quite a bit. They're going to come out and try to establish a run game, and if Michigan State can shut that down or at least limit them, Cade McNamara will have to throw the football and make plays, and that's where I think the game could be decided.
You can follow everything Michigan, Michigan State, MLive.com. Aaron McMahon, Wolverine Insider, joining us on the Meyer Guest Line. Enjoy the game. We'll talk next week. We'll look back at it.